It's one of our region's most diverse wildlife habitats, home to hundreds of species from the common to the incredibly rare, but only the most intrepid among us will ever get to see it. Found just off the North Norfolk coast and around 20 metres below the waves, the Cromer Shoal chalk beds are recognised internationally for their environmental significance. Now, the area, thought to be Europe's largest chalk reef, has been officially designated as a marine conservation zone as part of a government announcement creating 23 such sites around the country. 27 such zones had already been established in UK waters, but this is the first for our region. The status is intended to protect the chalk reef and its habitats and give added protection from future developments such as wind farms and cable laying. Fishing will continue in the area, but will be subject to another layer of regulation. The site's already covered by other bylaws, including the prevention of trawling, for instance, and the exact impact on the fishing industry is not yet known. However, it is possible the new status could lead to the prevention of crab and lobster potters coming from outside the area. The new Norfolk Zone covers an area 200 metres off the North Norfolk coast to a distance of almost 10 kilometres. It begins just west of Weybourne and ends at Haysborough, covering 321 square kilometres. The area is popular with divers and also supports the crab and lobster fishery, vital to the character and economy of the area. David North from the Norfolk Wildlife Trust said, "We've been waiting for this for a while. We were hoping it would come in the first phase, but it's just really good news that it has now come through. If you head to West Runton on low tide, you can see some chalk is exposed. That's the start of the shoal." The protection now means that 8,000 square miles of waters off the UK in 50 zones are covered by the environmental protection regulations. The government is also expected to launch new special areas of conservation for harbours and special protection areas to protect feeding and bathing areas used by birds such as puffins. This will add to those already designated, including at Clye and Hocombe.